Hi. Oh, really?
Wow, that was sexy.
Hi.
Hi now.
And welcome to
Mouse. Howdy, boys.
Welcome to Mouse Chat.
All right, let's try that again.
That even sounded dirty. Let's try that again.
Oh. It's just not working. Shush.
Come on, give us a little pizzazz with it, Lise.
Okay. Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. Oh,
just can't.
Lauren, you're not helping.
I'm sorry.
All right, stop it, Lauren.
This is what I have. Take it or leave it.
That sounds...
Oh, we'll take it, Lise.
Can we get some music in the background?
We'll take it all the way to the bank, Lisa.
Lauren,
I'm sorry.
Turn your mute on.
Okay.
Steve, could you put the theme from Shaft on?
I don't even know what that is. But
I don't either.
Da, 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 da. Everybody knows the theme from Shaft. Who is the man who'll help a brother if he can? Shaft.
Who is the man? Would risk his neck for his brother, man. Can you dig it? Who's the cat that walk about when there's danger all about? Right on.
You know, I can honestly say that I drove around Walt Disney World property with Jesse singing the theme from Shaft with him.
Mm-hmm. Do they play it at the Dueling Piano Bar? If they do, then I'll be very impressed.
Oh my God. I hope so.
All right.
I will request it.
All right. All right.
That
all right.
American Pie.
Now remember, if I go slowly, I can talk kind of normally, I think. Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Sharpie, Chris, and Steve. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to control myself.
Line, Lisa.
I'm a little under the weather, so...
Delilah, I have a question.
I feel like she's going to announce, like, you know, like the seductive songs of the 70s or something.
This is awesome, Lisa. I think you should record it while you have this voice, and we should just use that intro every week.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. I want to have to pay a voice artist for this.
Coming up, we have another 60 minutes of nonstop love hits.
Oh.
Yeah, get your romance on.
Speaking of love hits, Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up.
I heard. What's going on with that?
Oh, no.
I know, but
that can't happen.
Right before they're bringing back the Muppet Show on ABC.
I know. What happened there?
I don't know.
Sometimes
celebrity drama.
It's terrible.
There was a nanny involved.
There always is.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Okay, so on today's show, we're going to be drinking a lot of water. And we're also going to be talking about tourist traps and how they come into play with your Disney World vacation. So before we start with that, we're going to throw this over to Sharpie, and he's going to tell us about our Little Mouse Chat meetup.
We love to meet our fans. So we're having a joint Mouse Chat, Mouse Steps meetup this coming October. We're having a couple different events. If you check out our website, mousechat.net, you will see all the information for our upcoming meetup in October. Starting on Saturday the 17th at 11 a.m., we are meeting in the Magic Kingdom by the ramp for the Tomorrowland Transit Authority or People Mover, whatever you would like to call it these days. And maybe toward the end of the show, Lisa will page Tom Morrow for us. That will be
paging
pretty cool.
Mr. Morrow.
Mr. Tom Morrow.
Oh my God, you sound just like it.
Paging Mr. Morrow. Mr. Tom Morrow.
Very good. Very nice. Good.
That's, you guys are having a lot of fun with this.
This is going to be our best episode ever. I can tell already. So yeah, we're gonna have a scavenger hunt, 11 a.m. Magic Kingdom meeting by the ramp for the People Mover. So that's gonna be fun. And then, because you can't get enough of us through a scavenger hunt, we're meeting that night. It's Mouse Chat after hours, jelly rolls.
Mouse Chat after dark.
See you there.
It's gonna be awful.
7 p.m. is our meetup time for Jelly Rolls. If you have never been to Jelly Rolls, it is at the Boardwalk Resort. It is on the boardwalk. It is a dueling piano bar. Awesomeness. Lisa and I are going to be singing Fools that evening. So come out, join us, watch us embarrass ourselves.
Yes, voices willing, of course.
Voices now, willing.
Didn't Lauren promise to sing as well?
I do not recall that at all.
I thought you did. I thought you said if they played Bon Jovi songs, you would sing.
That does sound like something.
Until then, we're going to be living on the edge, Lauren.
It's living on a prayer.
I'm halfway there. I just got to figure it out.
Wow.
Oh, dear. Anyway, come see us.
And Tommy and Gina, apparently.
He used to work on the docks. We got to find him again.
Yeah.
They were just trying to make it. Two kids.
I hated them.
So tough.
You got to hold on.
The hair and everything, the leather pants.
Okay, tangent. Let's regroup.
Are we about to get reeled in?
Come on. Yeah, reel us in. Lisa's fishing off the boardwalk this evening.
Yes. So.
We promise that none of us will be contagious. Well, probably.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Well, we can't talk about Chris. Chris may be contagious with
different
things. Drinks, never know.
Awesome music.
It'll be fun.
Mouse Chat fans, we can't wait.
Yeah,
super excited.
Great fun time with us. You can't beat that.
Cool. All right. You know what? We're going to mix things up because we can. And we're going to throw in a listener question at the beginning of the show.
Now, this is risky, Lisa.
I know. This completely upside down.
We're going out on the edge here tonight. I don't know. I'm not comfortable with this.
I'm uncomfortable. It's actually not a listener question. It's actually a comment. And it's a nice one.
Okay.
And it involves Sharpie.
Are there puns involved?
No, thank God.
Dear God.
I was ready to grab the popcorn.
So Mendy wrote in to tell us, my son and I listen to your podcast weekly on our car ride to school. He loves Sharpie and is always disappointed when he isn't on the show. Anyway, our family visits Disneyland yearly. They live 7 hours away. And our favorite Good Neighbor hotel is Candy Cane Inn. When you did the podcast on hotels, I expected it to be your biggest suggestion, but you didn't mention it. I highly recommend it to you for all your clients coming out to California. It's sweet, clean, comfy, free breakfast, free parking, easy walk to the main gate, but they also have a shuttle every half hour. Check it out and let me know what you think. And keep being silly Disney goofs on your podcast. Ely and I love it. Thank you very much, Mendy. We really appreciate your comment on the Facebook page. And any of you listening, we do have a Facebook page, and we would love to have you stop by.
Although I do have one comment to make. Don't encourage him.
I know. See, I
don't
felt like...
Don't hate the beast.
So, now, none of us have been to the Candy Cannon. You guys haven't...
No.
On our last trip, we toured a lot of Disneyland hotels, and we hear good things about it, but we still haven't been ourselves, so we need to walk over there and at least take a look.
No, Lisa, we saw it, didn't we, Lisa?
Candy Cannon,
we
did see it, but not inside.
No, we drove by it, but we didn't check it out.
Well, and the problem with Candy Cane Inn is it's always full. Like, it is extremely popular.
Very popular. Yeah.
It is. And especially among hardcore Disney nerds, all go there. So it's always full. If there's any big event going on, it's going to be packed. Some of the local Disney, Mice Chat, for example, out there, they will buy a block of rooms for big events. So I've never been able to get in there. So
I think that when we go out in November, we can check it out.
I think we're really close to it, aren't we? Where we're staying?
No.
We're staying, we're staying on property, then off property, we're staying at the, what is it again?
Off property, we're going to be at the Annabella.
You're at the Menage, right?
Yes,
no. Oh, yeah. We're not at the Menage.
No, we're at the Annabella. So, and Lauren was holding my hand and reading Trip reviews to me. TripAdvisor reviews.
Somebody has to do it.
Yeah,
I think our clients request Candy Cane Inn and Annabella a lot. So we're gonna check them out. They want to know what it's all about. So, all right, Lauren, you've got some news for us. We're getting a new app.
I do. So Disney is basically going to try to reinvent the shopping experience that you have in Disney World now. So you're going to be able to go onto this app, download this app, and it doesn't really say what the official name of the app is going to be. I guess it's going to be like Disney Parks Merchandise or something. It doesn't say the actual app name.
Lauren's Disney Park Merchandise.com.
Oh, wait. By linking with the My Disney Experience, the app will also honor discounts such as annual pass and DVC discounts. So I guess you're going to be able to link it up to My Disney Experience. It's going to be called Shop Disney Parks. So this app is going to allow you to locate, order, and ship merchandise from any Disney retail store at Disney World. So you're basically going to be able to go in and say, oh, I need this, I need this, I need this, and just have it shipped home or have it shipped to the front of the park so you can pick it up later without ever stepping foot into a store.
Well, that's pretty cool because when we were at Disneyland, and of course, you know, this is at World, but same type thing. I know Chris bought one of those giant 60th anniversary castles.
Oh, good gracious.
And we stood at the counter and they filled out all the paperwork and they figured out how much it was to ship it and to weigh it. And
took forever.
Oh, it took, then you gotta, and it takes forever. But if you can just like scan the barcode or something when you're there or just find it on your app and say, yeah, I want one of these and not have to carry it to the room or deal with shipping it or paying all that crazy extra shipping, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but this is, you're still going to pay the crazy shipping if you're shipping at home. Here's the thing I don't like.
But it might be cheaper if it's from somewhere else. Like if they're not shipping it from Disney World home and they're shipping it from like a central warehouse and it's not even, then maybe it's like, you know, $5.99.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I think it's still going to be, I don't think that they actually ship that specific one right from there. Do you? Yeah,
no, they won't ship it from World. They'll ship it from some random giant warehouse where maybe they have a more centralized location.
This takes the fun out of the hunt and the find. I like to go in and look for something new and kind of look around and see what I like and get the girl something. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's part of the experience to me. This isn't going to fly for me.
The only advantage is the big stuff and if you, with all the airlines and no checked luggage and I can only take one carry-on and I got to pay for my carry-on now and you want to still do something, then I could see it. But I want to get my...
I want to play.
Yeah.
But like, I might like this for the fact that I can get the girls Mickey Mac and Cheese whenever I want to, though. Because, you know, now I go there and I buy like 6 bags to bring home with me.
Like, nice.
I find people's souvenir buying habits very strange, such as Mickey Roni and cheese.
My kids are addicted to that.
I hate buying souvenirs. It just gives me a rash.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I mean, buying that castle, I only bought that because I felt so guilty because how long were we gone? Like 6 days?
Is six days equal a giant castle for you?
It does. Well, you know, it was cheaper than the one at World. And also she's 8. And so I keep thinking, you know, maybe next year she won't want this stuff. So, you know, I'm going all out this year.
You're so good. But, like I'm going 30 days in a row and I'm like, here's the pen from the hotel.
Here's a Kinder egg.
Yes. Here's a Kinder egg. Don't choke on the toy. Yes.
I don't know. I think it can be helpful because I did a lot of searching for a certain phone case and it would have been helpful to have the app. Now, does the app tell you where, I mean, is it only for purchasing or does it tell you what shop might have it?
I think it's only for purchasing. It doesn't say a search tool.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, an excuse to go to another store.
Right.
You know, honestly, one of the biggest disappointments that I had on my first trip as an adult to Walt Disney World was on our honeymoon was the repetition of merchandise.
Yes, exactly.
I really expected a lot of the stores to have very different stuff, a really broad and vast array of Disney merchandise. And frankly, I was a little shocked by the crappy quality of some of it.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the stuff they are selling is teetotal, absolute junk.
If that was the biggest disappointment from your honeymoon, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Darn it, the plastic crap wasn't any good.
Plastic crap was awful. Yeah.
I know.
It was lots of fun.
I know what you're saying, though. I find the stuff is either stuff I don't want and too junky, or the stuff I want is priced way above what I would pay.
Yeah.
You're like, this is cool, but it's not cool
quality,
for...
Yeah. It's priced way above what the quality justifies.
Yeah. It's either like, wow, this is cool and I'd like to hang this on my wall, but not for $500 or $2,000. And then the other stuff is just stuff I don't want to pay $20 for because it's just...
Do you know what I find? I find a lot of times the stuff I want there doesn't really mesh with my life. You know, like the t-shirts or the, I don't know, stupid shoes with Mickey heads on them or whatever, like that make perfectly good sense in the park. As soon as I get home, I'm like, why did I buy those $19, you know, flip-flops? I'm not going to wear those ever again.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Lauren does.
You need a room.
I do. I love those flip-flops.
You need a Mickey room, Chris.
Yeah.
And you bought some nice flip-flops when you were there. The Croc ones.
I got both.
Oh, the Croc ones. Do you know what? Those are like 6 inches from my feet right now. No, those are an exception. Those are like the best thing ever. I wear those constantly in the house.
You know what?
I got out of the house.
I think we've got a lot to say about shopping. Why don't we do a show on shopping later?
Okay.
That'll make me happy.
That will make you happy.
And wait until I can talk.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know, Lisa. That's asking a bit much.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Throw her a bone.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Throw me a bone, people.
Oh, my.
I'm now we're on to that.
Oh, Austin
that
Powers.
That is the best line from Austin Powers.
It is.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Kevin and I say that all the time. We're like, throw me a bone.
I don't see Kevin saying that.
Oh, he says it constantly.
Oh, my.
Kevin's crazy when you don't, like, Kevin has a really good sense of humor when you, you know him really well. Like, but you kind of know him pretty well.
I was going to say, I thought I did.
Yeah. I know. Two cruises.
Yeah. Dinner twice in 1 week.
I know.
All right. All right.
A movie with foul language.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. Now you're getting me all caught up.
I know.
And speaking of getting caught up, we're going to go on to tourist traps. Sharpie, come on.
That
one actually got a chuckle out of me.
That was epic, Lisa. That was great.
Oh, it took me a second. Oh. I wish it had taken me even longer.
All right. So we're going to talk about tourist traps, and Orlando has plenty of them.
Oh yeah.
I like the way you say tourist.
Tourist.
Okay, go ahead.
Tourist. Okay, now I'm paranoid. So Steve had a lot to say on this topic, so I'm going to throw it over to Steve and see what he's got to say.
Well, the first one, if you drive down to Orlando and you're driving down, well, we usually drive down 75 and you see the billboards that are like Disney Welcome Center, 20 miles, free Disney tickets, Universal tickets, $20 tickets, but you'll see the ones that you see are the Disney ticket discount ones. They used to say free tickets. Now they say like $50 tickets, but basically what those are they are timeshare resellers, and you go in and they're like, hey, if you come to our timeshare and go through the presentation, you know, we'll give you this voucher for $50 tickets or, you know, or $100 off of, you know, of souvenirs or whatever the thing is. So I would definitely avoid those. And if you haven't been to some of these timeshares like West Lake or West Gate or whatever the one is.
Yeah, Westgate.
Is it Westgate? God, I mean, I just hear horror stories from people.
Westgate is horrendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous.
What do they do? Like, it's everyone makes super it high seem like pressure. It's impossible to get out of there.
It's
seriously, they practically lock you in a room. And then if you say no, they send you on to the manager.
Yeah.
And then if you say no to that manager, they bring over the customer care representative. And I mean,
it never ends. Yes.
It is never ending.
What happens? You go in there and they say, if you sit through this presentation, you're going to get free tickets. So do they give you the tickets prior or
no,
after?
you have to wait. You have to go through the whole thing.
You have to actually they buy give you the nothing Tom beforehand for that to happen
and give you nothing during but grief. And then later they give you the tickets.
I almost want to go. And like, as soon as they start with me, I'd be like, okay,
you're taking this as a personal challenge.
I would be like, I'm going to call 911. You're holding me here unlawfully.
They're horrible, Chris. We haven't done one. Don't waste your time. Yeah. We haven't done Westgate. We did one in Hawaii, and we did a high pressure one in Hawaii.
And in high traffic tourist areas, the timeshare industry uses what they call body snatchers.
What does that mean?
Say, for instance, there's a highly trafficked area of the beach, like right off the boardwalk. They will put out tourist information kiosks.
Yeah.
Those are timeshare sales booths. And they are trying to sign you up to come tour their facility. And they will usually ask for a deposit of like $20 for in exchange for like a $100 gift card for 2 hours of your time or 90 minutes of your time or 3 hours of your time. Do not believe it. Nothing but garbage. It's absolutely utterly ridiculous.
How do they get away with that? Because, okay, the only thing I can think that's even comparable in like a normal life is like you're in the mall and any lady knows what I'm talking about. You're in the mall, you're walking through there and some guy, and he always has an accent, will say, "Hello, madam, may I interest you?" And they're very aggressive, you know, it's like, or they'll come after you with like a flat iron, which of course they always come after me because I have really frizzy hair. They'll come after you with a flat iron. Do you know what I'm saying? Back me up here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Those people are so obnoxious. And
or the
I always
ones
wonder
that are telling you your daughter is beautiful and she should be a model.
Yes. And I'm like, how do you
know
in a nice mall, how are you getting away with doing this? So I wonder how they get away with an even more aggressive approach out on the street, basically.
We did one. It was Orlando Marriott, I think.
Orlando Marriott.
And they were great.
Was very well done. It was similar to like what you would expect at a DVC, although I haven't been to a DVC one, but I've always heard that, you know, it's a normal.
Our experience with DVC was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Right. I heard they give you stuff.
They took us on the room tour and then they took us and discussed pricing and all that kind of stuff. And essentially our DVC guide gave us her office number. There was a phone in the room. And she said, if you have any questions, give me a call. She said, if you don't have any questions, you're free to go.
Yeah. But
and she left
Disney
us
doesn't
to
have
talk
to
about
push
it.
You down, push it
correct.
Down your throat.
Absolutely.
Disney sells itself.
Yeah. So
that's the difference.
Yeah. So avoid the timeshares. I mean, like the quick thing, like Sharpie said, is they bring in another person. And then when you say no to them, then they go get someone else. And then they take you in another room. And then the last step is, hey, for $300, we're going to let you come back and experience our resort for 4 nights. And you can use this for up to a year so you can decide. And then if you buy that, you get a little voucher. And if you don't, then you finally get out of there and you go to another desk where they reluctantly write you a coupon or whatever for your $50 or your ticket discount or whatever it is. And then you're free to go. But you've wasted, you know, a good part of a day and
hours.
Yeah. It's hours. It's extremely,
you'll
painful.
Do it only once in your life.
Yes. So that's what all those are. So I would avoid those at all costs. Some of the other for souvenirs, there's a lot of souvenir places like on 192 and I would avoid those. We've been to some of them and they're okay, but you can go to a nice Walmart or a nice Target pretty much anywhere close to Walt Disney World and get some decent souvenirs at a nice price.
Yeah, both of the Target locations that we've been to near Orlando, they've both been super Target locations, have really great selection at a pretty reasonable outside the parks price.
I agree. I like to get stuff there. Whether you just need an autograph book, I've gotten Mickey Mouse pajamas there. I've gotten just anything that you want with Mickey Mouse on it or a character. A swimsuit for Brooke. Just whatever. And it's actually reasonable.
Yeah. So that's a great place to get souvenirs or get light up things for the parades at night for $2 or $3 versus $20 in the parks. The other thing that you can get ripped off at in Orlando pretty easily is gas prices. So if you, if you're over by the airport, the gas stations around the airport when you go to fill up are like horrendously priced. And then right around the edge of property, some of them are crazy. And then you would think on property they'd be expensive, but the Hess station, which actually just got bought out by somebody else. I forget who it is.
Oh, all the Hesses are now...
There's somebody we talked about.
Speedway or
racetrack.
Like they got
I think it is.
It's not something you've ever heard of. We don't have them
like
around
a
here.
Speedway or something.
Okay, maybe it's a. So they've been bought out by. But as Hess stations, they had, and hopefully they'll continue that on property. There's like two of them. They've always had really good prices. There's one at the Magic Kingdom, and then there's one over by the Yacht and Beach, over kind of behind Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
I have found that if you fill up, like say you have a compact economy kind of car, and if you fill up at that Magic Kingdom, you can make it all the way to the airport and turn it in.
Well, that's good.
But I usually, there's a place, oh gosh, there's a place about 5 miles from the airport that's just as good, though, but I don't even know the exit. But they have a Dunkin' Donuts there, too, which is why I always stop, if you must know. Because I always rent a car. So I would say, like, a reverse tourist trap, to be quite honest, is some of the, you know, people are very hesitant to eat off property. But if you're really trying to budget, go eat at some of those kind of dumpy looking local places right off property. You'd be surprised at what a good deal they are.
Yeah.
And some pretty good food, too.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm not sure of, and maybe if some listeners know, I'm not sure if all the dinner shows are worth.
Oh, those are awful.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's like, I don't know. There's like a ton of
white number night, of them have closed. Something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of really weird ones that, you know, like Pirate Adventure dinner show or something, or there's just a bunch of, Whodunit murder dinner show, or just
I want to do that one,
but they
have to be terrible.
They look like they're always in all the coupon books or whatever, and I wonder if they're worth it, and they seem to kind of go out of business and come and go constantly.
The one thing that I'm always curious about is that place with the big lobster on one.
Oh, the Boston Lobster.
Yeah.
Now people swear that that's good, but you know, that was years ago, and so the prices of those things constantly go up, and I don't know if it's still. It used to be like an all-you-could-eat lobster place. It's right across from Celebration, and I've never been there, but I know people who used to go there and used to love it. But that was 15 years ago, so I definitely do a Yelp review or something on that to make sure it was still good.
I was gonna say, going back to the trap thing. Anyone that might be outside of the gate trying to sell tickets.
Yeah. Don't buy that's a good thing. Don't buy tickets from somebody off the street. Don't buy some tickets from somebody who says, oh, I got some tickets left, and don't buy them on eBay or Craigslist.
Now, I think the one exception to this would be event tickets like Mickey's Not So Scary and Very Merry.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say too.
I think people do get tickets and they mess up and they're hard ticketed events. And they're stuck with them. So,
well, and to be honest, people sometimes buy a lot of the Halloween ones, for example, for the 31st, and you'll pay more, but you can still get them.
Yeah.
So like that's a sold out party right now, but you could, you're just going to pay a lot more for it.
We've seen people selling Christmas party tickets outside the gate for $20 each. And I mean, it was a ticket in hand. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, they were getting
go.
Ready to go into the party themselves, and they had extra tickets, and they wanted to get something out of them.
Yeah.
You just have to be so incredibly careful. And the ticket thing is something that gets a lot of people because what, and I don't know how the magic bands have changed that, but what used to happen was, you know, people would have one day left on the ticket or whatever, and they'd go and they'd sell it. And then they'd get to the gate. And of course, it wouldn't work for them.
Yeah.
You also have the occasional cast member who is offering up his tickets or her tickets. And that's it's going to get you in, but that's not fair play.
Yeah, it's kind of shady.
And it's all kind of risky for
it's not
your time and effort.
How do you meet those cast members? Probably. Like, I mean, not that I want to.
Wow.
You know, I'm like, how does that, I guess, Craigslist? Do they go on Craigslist?
I don't know. Maybe they have Facebook followers. I have no idea.
Yeah. Huh.
Maybe they're just walking around saying, hey, I'm a cast member. I can get you in $50 a piece. I don't know what they're going to say.
Wow.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, so I just avoid all those kind of shady deals.
Yeah, years ago there was this notorious tall guy that used to hang out in front of the Magic Kingdom.
Did he have a big striped Where's Waldo looking shirt on?
Yep.
Yes.
Bowler hat guy.
Yeah.
The only other thing I have it's something you might think is a tourist trap, and I'm sure there's some of them out there, but one that we experienced a couple years ago is some of these other smaller attractions outside of Disney. You're like, oh, I don't know if this is worth it or not. But we went to Gatorland, and if you think anything's going to be a tourist trap, when you hear the word Gatorland, you're like, ugh. It's like, but we went, and it was actually well worth the admission price, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was
so
awesome.
Some of those, if you research them, you know they're reasonably priced. They're good for a half day of fun. The ones that I always don't think are worth it are the ones that maybe have go-karts and a bunch of other things. And, you know, they're $5 a ride or $8 a ride. And by the time you have a family of four and you do a couple things, you've kind of paid for what you would have paid to go to like a major park for the day or a water park for the day.
And it's not to say that those go-kart places are shams.
And they're fun. It's just expensive, you know, dollar wise on some of them.
Anytime you're paying per experience like that, it's you're going to rack up a really big price tag very quickly. I mean, because if you have a family of four, you're paying admission times four, putt-putt golf, go-karts, anything like that. I mean, it gets really pricey, and honestly, I can't think of anything more miserable than playing miniature golf on an Orlando afternoon in the summer.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah,
I mean, I put me on a pool lounger, folks.
Do you know? We actually a couple of times, Lauren and I, when we were like kicking around ideas for like meetups, we'd be like, "How about miniature golf?" And we were like, "Nah."
You have to do it in the evening.
Have to do it. Even that would suck.
Later, come on.
These courses are actually pretty fun.
It would be nice. We'll have to do the snow one anyways.
No.
I don't know. I think that's all I've got in the way of. And then I would just be cautious of some of the hotel. I just double check the reviews on hotels if you're booking.
You've got to look at TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
I think you have to be extremely careful. I think iDrive is relatively safe. I think once you're talking 192,
I don't even know about iDrive.
iDrive, when you're getting closer over to Universal, I think is okay. I mean, personally, it wouldn't be my choice, but I think it's not bad. There's maybe one place on 192 I would recommend.
Yeah, I would just like Lisa and everyone said, check the reviews on hotels, and then also
stay on Disney property.
You know, figure out the added cost of what, do they have a shuttle? How much does it cost? How many more stops does it do?
And don't forget, you're not going to be able to get your fast passes as quickly, and you won't be eligible for the dining plan.
Here's the biggest issue. It is those hidden costs and everything. And I had a lady call me, it was about a year ago, and she had a child with special needs. So that in itself meant that she needed, you know, her trip to be really convenient, but she was staying off property at a Ramada, and she was like, well, you know, I really don't want to stay on a Disney resort because it's so much money. By the time we figured out parking fees and resort fees, she was actually paying more to stay off property at a not so great hotel. Unfortunately for her, she couldn't cancel it because she had done Travelocity or, you know, TripAdvisor or something like that. So,
yeah. And another consideration is the Disney's Magical Express.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to worry about transportation from the airport to the resort. And then, of course, once you're on property, you don't have to worry about getting to the parks or your entertainment. And then they're going to take you back to the airport. So it's all in there.
I think people think that we are very biased, and we totally are. But I mean, the fact is, I think when you look at some of these off-property places, they are kind of tourist traps. They do end up costing you more money. And, you know, the good thing about Disney is they have a reputation. They want you to come back. They want you to tell your neighbors. The guy who's running the Best Western on 192, and I'm singling that in particular because I know a very close friend who had a very bad experience there. He doesn't care. He knows you're not coming back. So he doesn't care what you think.
He wants the people that are looking it up online, seeing the price, seeing that it's close to Disney, and they're like, how bad can it be?
Well, and you know, we keep saying TripAdvisor and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't trust those reviews necessarily. I think you have to take those with a grain of salt. Anyone could write those.
Well, any of the extreme ones, yes.
Yeah. This was the best place I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's probably, you know what? That's probably, of everything we've talked about, the biggest tourist trap.
Yeah, you just have to be very careful. And we even got a timeshare that my parents gave me.
Oh, God.
On 192. And I was leery. And it was called something that had the word spa and celebrity.
No.
It had the word,
seriously?
Like, celebrity and spa. It had too many, like, key, really awesome words in the name of the resort. And I'm like, there is nothing on 192 that deserves to have these combination of words in the title.
At that time, had you stayed on Disney property before as an adult?
Yeah.
You know,
and then we went, and it was, I can't even tell you the stories.
It was so
bad.
Oh,
come on.
I'm
we've
sure.
talked
no,
about them before.
That was horrible. But yes, it was absolutely, it was so bad, and for another show, but basically, we just scrapped the entire 7-day vacation.
Well, we
and,
stayed one night.
Yeah, and then we paid for 6 more nights at full price at a Marriott.
And then we went to the Marriott, which was beautiful.
We went to the one over there close to Epcot across from the Nickelodeon place. And we got a villa or something.
Two-bedroom villa. Because your sister was there too. So we put her up too.
Yeah, so we had to get 2 rooms. So yeah, so we paid for 2 rooms, 6 nights, just off the cuff, just to get out of a 192 disaster.
The deluxe spa.
Did you guys have kids then?
Yeah, we had all our kids.
Ugh.
And they got to experience pot and from coming under
adult
the,
activities.
An adult,
was that an in-room amenity, Steve?
It was. You got the pot coming under the door, and you got the adult activities from the shower, from the truckers that rent the adjoining room with a door that comes up like 3 inches from the bottom of the...
We had to stuff towels under the door.
Under the... It was
it because of the pot or the noise?
Both.
Both. It was horrible.
The noisy pot smokers.
Yeah.
It was... And the soap was all moldy in the box. It was what? In the toilet.
You
was
heard
it,
this.
It was like... It was
I've
worse
never
than...
heard about the truckers.
It was worse awesome. Than the vacation movie hotel that we just saw. And we,
oh
it was,
my God.
It was
the dishwasher.
Oh yeah, it was.
Oh, it was so disgusting.
Everything was.
I like to, you know, I'll run it beforehand, and it must have been using like sewage or something to wash these dishes. It was nasty.
Did they give you a refund? Or
they
anything?
Don't care.
They didn't care.
They were. You could. It was like
they welcomed the truckers.
It was horrible. Yeah. They were like,
see,
we were not the first person that was like, I know we paid for a whole week, we're leaving. Like, day one.
Wow.
It was beyond, it wasn't it was non-manageable. And then
was it a mile from Disney property, like all those places always advertise?
No, and there's like a ridiculously far away. And then you got to get on property and drive. No, so just be careful. That's the moral of the story.
I don't know that little Eli needs to hear about the truckers and their pot and their loud noises. Yes. Sorry, Eli, if you're listening.
Those are
the
risks that are out there.
Yeah, be careful. We have anything else, Lisa?
I think you said enough with that. I think that's it.
Tourist traps.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah. Oh, we could have nicknamed the show Mouse Traps.
Oh my gosh, we ought to.
Oh, that would have been good.
Next time.
Not too late.
Mouse Traps.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and grab the show and wrap it up right here. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any comments or questions for us, please write to us at comments@mousechat.net. And if you like our shows, now, if you want to download our shows, you need to go to either iTunes or mousechat.net, and you can download them there. And thank you so much for listening. Talk to you again next week.